So then emergence of the digital transformation. Can you talk through what, because you've talked about this a little bit already. Can you talk about what it means to you?
Yes. It's the fact that that really, and again, I think when I joined Yum less than 2 years ago, it was that we were truly on this digital transformation that, I'll just say this, it's really interesting. We recently just had a global leadership summit, and what we did is the Yum Digital and Technology Group has a lot of different clients. So like the clients that I serve include e-commerce, data science or data analytics. We've acquired, in a year, we acquired four different companies, two of them being in, two being in Israel, one being in India, and then the last one, actually, we acquired the technology, not necessarily, we had the company wind down. So that occurred. And then we also have, so e-commerce has e-commerce POS system, we have procurement, we
POS,
have IT.
Point of sale.
Point of sale, sorry, point of sale, and then we have our IT and our security team. In this global summit, we decided we would have everybody, each of these clients, come and show their technology. Look, feel, touch, experience, because we wanted all of our brands to be on the same page. 5 years ago, for those of people who had been at Yum already, 5 years ago, there was a conversation about technology, like, hey, this would be kind of cool in 10, 20 years, right? What does 2040 look like? And so it was interesting to hear them say that, that last time there was a conversation about, hey, technology sounds great. They touched on it. And this time it was, here's the technology, and this is what we're expecting to be rolled down, not just to our brands, but then to our franchisees. How does this work? What does it do? How does it make the customer experience better? What are the customers not just expecting, but they're requiring,
right?
So I'll give you a great example is that, so our brands include Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Habit Grill. Has anybody ever been to the Habit? Anybody heard of the Habit? Okay, they're mostly in California and Arizona, and they're looking to expand. Amazing food if you ever get to eat there. But the way that Habit Grill was originally designed was as a made-to-order burger, for example, sit down. They're usually located in the corner of a shopping center with an outdoor patio, for example, maybe. But it was all that it was, there was no drive-through. So as you can imagine, that's what digital transformation is about. In the midst, the pandemic hits, they realize that it's a more than a two-week situation. They don't want to lose their consumers. Consumers want to be able to order. Maybe some of them weren't using DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, whatever. I wasn't. So how do you then make it an experience where that the food is accessible to people in a safe environment and that they can continue to eat this? That has happened short term and now has become the way that we have to think, right? So in all of our industries, what does that digital transformation or revolution or current situation look like? Where can we fit in technology in supply chain? It's not just our customer experience.
That's right. Yeah. Like a company that's an industrial manufacturer's connectors. We were talking through using AI for bots for responding to questions about the parts. Because, yeah, it's great that you can talk to somebody, but the flow is so different. And also, I'll just say it, no offense to millennials out there, I'm not one, I'm a Gen Xer, but it's like they expect, those salespeople expect to be able to find everything online. And so they were actually getting upset that they had to call somebody. It's like, why isn't this online? And so my client had to work towards getting everything online. That's part of the digital transformation.
Right.
So that's the now. I am going to go, I know I speak fast. I'm going to go through this quickly. But
a lot of information.
There's a lot of information. But I'm happy to talk after because I know these are heavy topics. So I'm going to try to light touch each of them because they are part of the now. They're part of this digital transformation because one of the questions for a Yum is, do you accept cryptocurrency?
We currently do not, but I can tell you that that is something that has already been requested of, you know, my chief officer for digital and technology. And in fact, this morning I had a call and he was like, when can we turn that on? So all that to say, I think we're going to cover, again, in a very short period of time, a lot of different topics. If anything, I think if you leave here with just hearing topics that maybe you were like cryptocurrency, that doesn't fit my industry. NFTs, don't know what that is, don't care. Metaverse, why do we need to be there? I'd ask you to leave here and rethink what should you be doing in those areas, because you might need to go ahead and accept it and embrace it.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, the cryptocurrency, because of volatility, talking about here, it's digital, right? It's also decentralized. That's the blockchain ledger. So it's, there's no bank out there. It's just a distributed proof of what's called proof of work, which means that and that's all the energy intensive piece. Every other block has solved before the next block is added. You guys have probably heard. But then the regulation, that's something to also tip your hat about this whole, we're going to accept it. Well,